Practice listening, part one. For each question, choose the correct answer. One. What date does the woman's holiday begin?
Hi, are you all ready for your holiday? I heard that you're going next Friday.
On the 18th? No, we were planning to leave then, but my cousin's having a big party that weekend, so we're going the following Friday now.
Oh, that'll be the 25th, the day before I leave too. I can't wait to get away. How long are you going for?
Only 10 days, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Hi, are you all ready for your holiday? I heard that you're going next Friday.
On the 18th? No, we were planning to leave then, but my cousin's having a big party that weekend, so we're going the following Friday now.
Oh, that'll be the 25th, the day before I leave too. I can't wait to get away. How long are you going for?
Only 10 days, but I'm really looking forward to it.
2. Where did the boy first find out about the festival?
Look at this. The city festival's on next weekend. Do you want to go?
Oh, yes, I really want to go, but I didn't know it was on so soon. There was an ad on TV the other day, but I didn't notice the dates.
Well, I only realised it was on because my dad had last Sunday's newspaper. Here, have a look at the website and we can decide what to get tickets for. Look at this. The city festival's on next weekend. Do you want to go?
Oh, yes, I really want to go, but I didn't know it was on so soon. There was an ad on TV the other day, but I didn't notice the dates.
Well, I only realised it was on because my dad had last Sunday's newspaper. Here, have a look at the website and we can decide what to get tickets for.
3. What does the boy ask the girl to buy?
I'm going to the shops to get some milk. Do you want me to get you anything?
Yeah, can you get me some eggs, please? I'm going to make a cake for Mum's birthday.
No problem. Shall I get some flour too?
Don't worry, we've got plenty in the cupboard. I was thinking of doing something different to my usual chocolate cake. Could you get a lemon and I'll try this new recipe? It looks very tasty.
I'm going to the shops to get some milk. Do you want me to get you anything?
Yeah, can you get me some eggs, please? I'm going to make a cake for Mum's birthday.
No problem. Shall I get some flour too?
Don't worry, we've got plenty in the cupboard. I was thinking of doing something different to my usual chocolate cake. Could you get a lemon and I'll try this new recipe? It looks very tasty.
4. How do you get to the bookshop?
The bookshop? Oh, yes, it's just off Bridge Street, next to the museum. Go straight across this roundabout, and then, after about 500 metres, you'll have to turn right at the crossroads. Sorry, I mean left, into Bridge Street. Go down the road a little way, and you'll see the museum on the corner. It's a big building with columns at the entrance. The bookshop is down a small side turning beside the museum. You can't miss it. The bookshop? Oh, yes, it's just off Bridge Street, next to the museum. Go straight across this roundabout, and then, after about 500 metres, you'll have to turn right at the crossroads. Sorry, I mean left, into Bridge Street. Go down the road a little way and you'll see the museum on the corner. It's a big building with columns at the entrance. The bookshop is down a small side turning beside the museum. You can't miss it.
5. How many people live next door?
Hi, where have you been?
Oh, hi. I've just been chatting with our new neighbours. They seem really nice. They've got a daughter who's about Monica's age. Maybe they'll be able to play together.
Oh, I thought I saw an older girl there yesterday.
Actually, they've got three kids, but one's already left home. Anyway, the man is a teacher and his wife designs websites. So there might be a new friend for me too.
Hi, where have you been?
Oh, hi. I've just been chatting with our new neighbours. They seem really nice. They've got a daughter who's about Monica's age. Maybe they'll be able to play together.
Oh, I thought I saw an older girl there yesterday.
Actually, they've got three kids, but one's already left home. Anyway, the man is a teacher and his wife designs websites. So there might be a new friend for me too.
6. Where are the new houses going to be? Here's that dream house near the sea you've been waiting for. Southeast Homes are building 4 luxury properties at Riversmeet. You'll be living in a quiet valley, surrounded by green fields and beautiful countryside, and the coast is just a short train ride away, so you can easily spend a day at the beach. If it's shopping or entertainment you want, you can get to the city in less than half an hour by train or bus. Check our website for more details. Here's that dream house near the sea you've been waiting for. Southeast Homes are building 4 luxury properties at Riversmeet. You'll be living in a quiet valley, surrounded by green fields and beautiful countryside, and the coast is just a short train ride away, so you can easily spend a day at the beach. If it's shopping or entertainment you want, you can get to the city in less than half an hour by train or bus. Check our website for more details.
7. What does the girl decide to wear to the party?
Well, it's a shame you can't come to the party tonight. I'll have to go on my own. I was planning to wear those dark jeans with a black shirt. Do you think that's smart enough?
How would I know? If you want to look smarter, there's that blue dress you got from the market.
Oh, brilliant idea. Much better than trousers.
Well, whatever you think, but I'm sure it would be fine to just wear jeans and a t-shirt if you wanted. It's only a casual party.
Well, it's a shame you can't come to the party tonight. I'll have to go on my own. I was planning to wear those dark jeans with a black shirt. Do you think that's smart enough?
How would I know? If you want to look smarter, there's that blue dress you got from the market.
Oh, brilliant idea. Much better than trousers.
Well, whatever you think, but I'm sure it would be fine to just wear jeans and a t-shirt if you wanted. It's only a casual party.
Practice Test 5. Listening Part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. 8. You will hear 2 friends talking about a party.
Did you enjoy Kate's party last night?
I did, but there were loads of people there, and I hardly knew any of them. I don't know where Kate meets them all.
Well, she meets a lot of people through her job, I suppose. And she's very sociable. She'll chat to anyone, so she makes new friends everywhere she goes.
I know, not like me. I'm too shy to just go up and talk to new people. That's why I spent most of the night talking to you.
Oh, thanks. I thought it was because I'm great company. Did you enjoy Kate's party last night?
I did, but there were loads of people there, and I hardly knew any of them. I don't know where Kate meets them all.
Well, she meets a lot of people through her job, I suppose. And she's very sociable. She'll chat to anyone, so she makes new friends everywhere she goes.
I know, not like me. I'm too shy to just go up and talk to new people. That's why I spent most of the night talking to you.
Oh, thanks. I thought it was because I'm great company.
9. You will hear a man telling a friend about his holiday plans.
I can't wait to escape from the city and go on holiday next week. It's going to be fantastic.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a quiet little village in Italy, high up in the mountains. I can't stand lying on a beach on holiday and staying in resorts full of tourists. I want to experience what life is like for the locals in the places I visit, to eat what they eat and do what they do. That's how you really get to know a place.
It sounds lovely. I hope you have a great time.
I can't wait to escape from the city and go on holiday next week. It's going to be fantastic.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a quiet little village in Italy, high up in the mountains. I can't stand lying on a beach on holiday and staying in resorts full of tourists. I want to experience what life is like for the locals in the places I visit, to eat what they eat and do what they do. That's how you really get to know a place.
It sounds lovely. I hope you have a great time.
10. You will hear two people talking about a recipe.
Oh, it's no good. I just can't get it right.
What's the matter?
I'm trying to make the cookies my grandma used to bake for me when I was little. My mum gave me the recipe. I followed all the instructions, but I just can't make them taste the same. I wonder if the measurements in the recipe are wrong. Or maybe I'm using different brands of ingredients, and that's making the cookies taste different.
Perhaps your grandma had a secret ingredient which she didn't tell your mum about.
Do you know? I bet you're right. That's just like my grandma. I wonder what it could be. Oh, it's no good. I just can't get it right.
What's the matter?
I'm trying to make the cookies my grandma used to bake for me when I was little. My mum gave me the recipe. I followed all the instructions, but I just can't make them taste the same. I wonder if the measurements in the recipe are wrong. Or maybe I'm using different brands of ingredients, and that's making the cookies taste different.
Perhaps your grandma had a secret ingredient which she didn't tell your mum about.
Do you know? I bet you're right. That's just like my grandma. I wonder what it could be.
Eleven. You will hear two people talking about a gym.
What do you think of the new gym in town?
It's great. I've been there a few times now. The equipment is very modern and everything is very clean and smart.
It certainly seems very popular. It's always full of people.
Yes, it does get very busy. But you never have to wait for equipment. There are enough machines for everyone.
That's true. I just wish there were a few more lockers in the changing rooms. By the time I get there, they're all taken. So there's nowhere for me to leave my things. I suppose I'll have to start going earlier. What do you think of the new gym in town?
It's great. I've been there a few times now. The equipment is very modern and everything is very clean and smart.
It certainly seems very popular. It's always full of people.
Yes, it does get very busy. But you never have to wait for equipment. There are enough machines for everyone.
That's true. I just wish there were a few more lockers in the changing rooms. By the time I get there, they're all taken. So there's nowhere for me to leave my things. I suppose I'll have to start going earlier.
12. You will hear a woman telling a friend about her new hobby.
How are you getting on with your sewing?
I'm actually getting really good at it. I've made a few things now. I made a skirt for my mum and a pair of curtains for my friend's new flat. I even made this bag. What do you think?
That's amazing. It must save you a fortune now that you can make your own clothes.
Well, that's what I was hoping. But it's often just as expensive to buy the material and the other bits and pieces. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy something ready-made in the shops. But the great thing about making your own clothes is that nobody else has the same items as you.
That's true. Your clothes will be one of a kind. How are you getting on with your sewing?
I'm actually getting really good at it. I've made a few things now. I made a skirt for my mum and a pair of curtains for my friend's new flat. I even made this bag. What do you think?
That's amazing. It must save you a fortune now that you can make your own clothes.
Well, that's what I was hoping. But it's often just as expensive to buy the material and the other bits and pieces. Sometimes it's cheaper to buy something ready-made in the shops. But the great thing about making your own clothes is that nobody else has the same items as you.
That's true. Your clothes will be one of a kind.
13. You will hear two friends talking about a TV show.
Oh, why do they do that at the end of every series? I hate it when they end the show just as something terrible or exciting is about to happen. They leave you desperate to know what happens next, and you have to wait months for the next series to start so that you can find out.
That's the whole idea, isn't it? They don't want you to forget to watch the new series.
Well, there's no chance of that. I'm going to be wondering about the next episode all summer now.
I'm sure you'll find something to take your mind off it before the next series starts.
Oh, why do they do that at the end of every series? I hate it when they end the show just as something terrible or exciting is about to happen. They leave you desperate to know what happens next, and you have to wait months for the next series to start so that you can find out.
That's the whole idea, isn't it? They don't want you to forget to watch the new series.
Well, there's no chance of that. I'm going to be wondering about the next episode all summer now.
I'm sure you'll find something to take your mind off it before the next series starts.
5. Listening, part 3. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. You will hear a recorded message giving information about a museum.
This is the information line for the Dorset Chocolate Museum, the home of chocolate lovers and the ideal place to spend an afternoon. Do you know who used cocoa beans as money in the 16th century? Or where chocolate was drunk as a medicine? At the Dorset Chocolate Museum, you'll find out about all this and more. Our fascinating displays will guide you through the history of chocolate making, from its earliest use in South America to the modern day. Then, move on to the demonstration area of our small family-run factory. Here, you can watch our skilled chocolate makers making a variety of chocolate bars, as well as other sweets, and you can even have a try at making your own. We open 7 days a week from 12 midday till 6 p.m, except in July and August when we are open until 8 p.m. From September to December, we are open at weekends only. We are closed throughout January, but open again from the 1st of February. Admission is £10 for adults and £5 for children up to the age of 16, while children under 5 are free. Students pay £2 less, so that's £8, but only if they have a student ID card. Special reduced entrance fees are available for groups of 10 or more people. We can also make special arrangements for schools on weekdays between 12 and 4 p.m. All groups will be provided with a private tour guide, and at the end, each member of the group will receive a bag of lovely handmade chocolates. Our special range of chocolate boxes and bars is always available to buy in our gift shop. For more details, phone the gift shop on 01632 960 054. This is the information line for the Dorset Chocolate Museum, the home of chocolate lovers and the ideal place to spend an afternoon. Do you know who used cocoa beans as money in the 16th century? Or where chocolate was drunk as a medicine? At the Dorset Chocolate Museum, you'll find out about all this and more. Our fascinating displays will guide you through the history of chocolate making, from its earliest use in South America to the modern day. Then, move on to the demonstration area of our small family-run factory. Here, you can watch our skilled chocolate makers making a variety of chocolate bars, as well as other sweets, and you can even have a try at making your own. We open 7 days a week from 12 midday till 6 p.m, except in July and August when we are open until 8 p.m. From September to December, we are open at weekends only. We are closed throughout January, but open again from the 1st of February. Admission is £10 for adults and £5 for children up to the age of 16, while children under 5 are free. Students pay £2 less, so that's £8, but only if they have a student ID card. Special reduced entrance fees are available for groups of 10 or more people. We can also make special arrangements for schools on weekdays between 12 and 4 p.m. All groups will be provided with a private tour guide, and at the end, each member of the group will receive a bag of lovely handmade chocolates. Our special range of chocolate boxes and bars is always available to buy in our gift shop. For more details, phone the gift shop on 01632 960 054.
Practice Test 5. Listening, Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a chef talking about his career.
What does it take to be a head chef? Paul Heaton is here to tell us all about it.
Thanks. I didn't enjoy school that much, and I decided quite early on that I was going to leave as soon as I could, which was at 16. I tried a few other things, including the local supermarket, but nothing really interested me until I got a job as a kitchen assistant. I was a fresh-faced 17-year-old when I turned up at the Grand Hotel. It was hard, dirty work, and the pay wasn't great either. On the positive side, I was in a really busy kitchen where the top chefs were highly skilled, and during my breaks, I could watch and learn. I was fascinated by all the equipment and the unlikely stories of people injuring themselves with kitchen tools.
I imagine that kitchen assistants don't work from 9 to 5.
No. I had to get used to long hours and working late. They needed me when the kitchen got busy, around 12 o'clock, which doesn't sound bad, but I sometimes wouldn't finish until 2 o'clock the next morning. I'd spend most of the time cleaning the kitchen equipment or preparing food for the chefs to use. I must have washed and prepared literally millions of carrots and potatoes.
But those days are behind you now, aren't they?
Yes. These days, I'm a head chef, so I'm responsible for organising the kitchen. This includes preparing the menus, selecting and training staff, and keeping the kitchen in good working order. And I still love to cook, of course, but now I don't have to do it every day, but can choose to do it when I really want to.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of becoming a chef?
You have to be able to work in a team, whether you're cleaning the floor or grilling a steak. You must be prepared to deal with stressful situations, and you have to be able to think quickly. If the fish you wanted to use for your main dish doesn't arrive, you've got to invent something completely different. People sometimes think that preparing food in a first-class restaurant is a complicated and difficult thing to do. This is partly true. There's a lot to think about, and your work needs to be right every time.
But the key to success is to buy the best and the freshest food available and keep things simple.
What does it take to be a head chef? Paul Heaton is here to tell us all about it.
Thanks. I didn't enjoy school that much, and I decided quite early on that I was going to leave as soon as I could, which was at 16. I tried a few other things, including the local supermarket, but nothing really interested me until I got a job as a kitchen assistant. I was a fresh-faced 17-year-old when I turned up at the Grand Hotel. It was hard, dirty work, and the pay wasn't great either. On the positive side, I was in a really busy kitchen where the top chefs were highly skilled, and during my breaks, I could watch and learn. I was fascinated by all the equipment and the unlikely stories of people injuring themselves with kitchen tools.
I imagine that kitchen assistants don't work from 9 to 5.
No. I had to get used to long hours and working late. They needed me when the kitchen got busy, around 12 o'clock, which doesn't sound bad, but I sometimes wouldn't finish until 2 o'clock the next morning. I'd spend most of the time cleaning the kitchen equipment or preparing food for the chefs to use. I must have washed and prepared literally millions of carrots and potatoes.
But those days are behind you now, aren't they?
Yes. These days, I'm a head chef, so I'm responsible for organising the kitchen. This includes preparing the menus, selecting and training staff, and keeping the kitchen in good working order. And I still love to cook, of course, but now I don't have to do it every day, but can choose to do it when I really want to.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of becoming a chef?
You have to be able to work in a team, whether you're cleaning the floor or grilling a steak. You must be prepared to deal with stressful situations, and you have to be able to think quickly. If the fish you wanted to use for your main dish doesn't arrive, you've got to invent something completely different. People sometimes think that preparing food in a first-class restaurant is a complicated and difficult thing to do. This is partly true. There's a lot to think about, and your work needs to be right every time. But the key to success is to buy the best and the freshest food available and keep things simple.